Breakfast on 5AA. David Penberthy and Will Goodings.
Jobs, apprenticeships, traineeships and careers. Maxima can help. Learn more today at maxima.com.au.
25 to 7, we're off to the US this half hour. Police and weather in just a moment. But first, Budgie Fest is almost upon us for
Budgie Palooza
2023.
The big budgie day out.
The budgie comes in third in Australia behind the dog and the cat, most popular pets in Australian homes. The budgie.
We've never owned a budgie. Grandma Penn owned a budgie. My sister had a budgie called Sparky. A lot of people would have a budgie.
Yeah.
A lot of people have lots of budgies.
I bet we've got listeners that have had budgies their whole lives.
They're very cute.
822-3000. Let us know. You might like to get along to Budgie Fest. Troy Holmes is the president of the Budgerigar Council of South Australia. Troy, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, thanks, Troy. This is great. I didn't even know Budgie Fest existed.
Well, this is actually the first one that we've ever done.
Oh, well, so, that explains it.
That's why.
That would definitely be why.
So what's on? What you get along to Budgie Fest? What are you going to see?
What we're hoping is to get as many people in Adelaide to bring out their pet budgie as possible. And we're going to judge Adelaide's best pet bird. Got a bunch of different categories that we want to enter them in. Chirp champion, most dazzling feathers. One who completely just doesn't want to be there. We've got a deep secret reward. A friendly feather award. The scene stealer. A sweetheart pair. And it'll be a great day out. It's going to be some really good, wholesome family fun.
Hey, Troy, why do budgies, they seem to be quite unique among all the Australian parrots. Are they, they're part of the parrot family, aren't they?
They are.
But why do they come in so many different colours? Because most parrots, like if you're a cockatiel, you know you're going to be grey with a bit of white, red and yellow on your head. But why do budgies have all these different colours?
So there's about 30 different mutations of the budgie that have occurred over time from breeding in captivity. I think a lot of them have actually occurred in the wild as well, but obviously when they travel in these big packs, these murmurs of thousands and thousands of budgies together that, you know, can take out the sunlight, their prey can obviously see something that's a different colour and they're taken out in the wild. Having said that, a couple of the mutations were actually caught in the wild and brought by trappers back in the, I think, 1930s down to the East End markets in Adelaide and were identified there and grabbed out and obviously regenerated in captivity and went on from there. Oh, so
wow.
Adelaide's actually home to several of the budgie mutations.
Wow.
Can you train budgies, Troy?
You definitely can. Believe it or not, in 1958, there was a budgie that released a record on Abbey Road Studios where the Beatles recorded.
Oh, that's superb.
That's excellent.
I think it had a vocabulary of about 583 words and it went on tour. I'm sure it didn't have too many demands other than seed. So we have a lady here in Adelaide who has a pet budgie who can speak both English and Japanese.
You're joking?
No. No, she's in Fruville. So hoping to get him out on the day so everyone can see. I'm only good with one language myself, so I'm a little jealous.
Oh, how many budgies have you got, Troy?
I've actually got about 400.
Oh, really? Do you breed them?
I do breed them. Here in South Australia, obviously the Budgerigar Council is the governing body for all things budgies. And aside from pet budgies, we also show them. So believe it or not, there's a national titles for budgie. So
why do budgies like cuttlefish?
Believe it or not, I think it's to do with the minerals inside of the cuttle bone itself. So it is full of calcium, apparently. Mm. There is some conjecture as to whether they actually absorb the calcium out of there, but budgies love to chew. So when they're ready to breed, you'll quite often see the females will hoe into a piece of cuttlefish, or if they don't have one in there, they'll start eating their own perches.
Yeah, right. Wow.
What is it, if someone's listening to this and they think, you know what, I might get into the budgerigar game, what does it cost to get a whole setup and buy a budgie and make sure they're well tended for and so forth? What's that budget look like?
Look, you can start off really, really simply. A lot of people will start with a simple tin shed and, you know, they might breed their birds inside or they'll have a colony flight aviary. You know, you can go to your local pet shop and find a budgie for, you know, around $25. When you get into the exhibition side, they do become more expensive. But I'm sure, you know, if you bought your daughter a horse, it wouldn't be McIvy'd either. So
this is going to be awesome. When's it on, Troy?
It's on Saturday, the 28th of October. We're having it at the Campbelltown Function Centre, so just behind the Campbelltown Council, between 11 and 2. We've got face painting, we've got some magic shows, some competitions. There'll obviously be some live budgie displays for the adults. We've got an acoustic guitarist and a singer coming down. We've got a wood fire pizza place, and we've got wine tasting, so you can send the kids off to get their face painted, and some colouring in competitions, and have some great time with that side of it while the adults enjoy themselves.
This, I reckon this sounds like a totally excellent family day out as well. Like, it seriously, I've written that down, 28th of October, and it's free.
It is free. And we'd love to get as many people in South Australia that have pet birds out there and just, I guess, get along and share a common interest.
Yeah, totally. What a cool thing.
Great to chat with you, Troy. What a terrific idea.
Yeah, great.
Troy Holmes, the president of the Budgerigar Council of South Australia, ahead of the inaugural Budgie Fest 2023.
That's one of my favourite interviews of the year.
That was great. That was fascinating.
I didn't know that about their colours.
Yeah.
What about the East End Market connection?
Unbelievable. A few Dutton's texts coming through. Mark says John Williamson has a very funny song about living with a budgie called, logically, the Budgie Song. It's a hoot. Someone else said, I bet there are a few budgie smugglers there. No, that's a different fest. Don't get confused between the two.
There's a good story yesterday out of the University of Adelaide. They've invented, there's a young PhD student there who's invented this device for aquas and quarantine to use that can smell wildlife that are being smuggled. Being tested at the moment, but it looks like it's working well. Amazing, isn't it?
Fantastic. Hey,
I think a lot of people don't even know they're Australian.
Probably not.
I think a lot of people think they must come from somewhere else because you don't see them in the wild because they're real desert birds.
If